fellow that she had studied with and seen in high school were natural companions in sort of an academic way.
Yeah, you didn't want to acknowledge to them that you weren't doing very well, so you strived to excel, just as we did in high school. It was that kind of relationship. It wasn't a one-on-one competition, but it was rather an effort to maintain the group's intellectual integrity, its level of achievement.
Did you stay in some touch with the people back in Grosse Pointe?
Back in Grosse Pointe?
Well, I'm thinking of your high school. You
teachers?
No. Pretty good sense of attachment to some of those.
No, not at all, because, you know, it wasn't long before I was in service and that sort of thing. I guess just isn't done. It wasn't done in
now,
my time.
When you got into law school then, did you develop, what do I call it, a mentor relationship with any particular member of the faculty that you looked to for many years?
No. Law school for me was a very difficult period of time. I worked when I was in law school.
Did you work in law-related activity?
Well, as a matter of fact, I worked both for the historical collections and also for the American Judicature Society, which had its offices in Hutchins Hall in the law school. My recollection is I stopped working for the Judicature Society before I entered law school. I think it had moved its headquarters to Chicago at that time, shortly thereafter in any event. But I worked, that was the only law-related activity I had during the entire time I was in undergraduate school and law school. Law school was a real challenge to me for one reason that has followed me most of my life. I was among the very youngest in the service in my group. Many of the people in my group in the service had been reassigned to the Air Force after having done a tour abroad, overseas. These were gunners, for example, who had served overseas, had been returned to the States, and had been assigned for pilot training, or navigator training, or bombardier training. And they were, by and large, older men than I. When I got to law school, remember this was shortly after the war, which would have been in the summer of 1947, we had an enormous number of veterans entering law school who had returned to college, completed their college work, and were on the last leg home. And so the average age of my law school class was extraordinarily high. And these were men of vastly greater experience than I. So I was very conscious of the competitive atmosphere of the law school at that time, and worked extraordinarily hard.
Did you come out with good results? They were good.
I was not a star of the law school class. I wasn't trying to be easier. I was anxious to get through as quickly as I could, and as well as I could. I managed all right. I managed quite well, as a matter of fact. But I got through in 2 years and 3 summers. We were on an accelerated program. The law school recognized, as did the undergraduate school, that it had to serve the needs of returning veterans. And economically, they were in a position where they had to accelerate their education in order to be able to earn a decent living. And so the law school provided 3 semesters a year, just as the undergraduate school had done. When I returned to Ann Arbor in November of 1945, I stayed in Ann Arbor from then until August of 1949 without a break, except for the brief short vacations between semesters. And completed my undergraduate work, completed my law school work on a rapid, accelerated basis.